はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようラオス。
夏子です。
タケです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 77. As always, brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, back in the studio is Natsuko-san and Take-san for round two of the potential.
Konnichiwa. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Take?
Konnichiwa. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Take-san, genki desu ka?
Genki da yo.
Okay, we'd like to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Stop by, check out the Learning Center. Every day, adding new material. Recently, we've added a ton of stuff for the JLPT. Vocab, kanji, grammar practice. It's all in there. Stop by, sign up, see what's going on in the Learning Center. You will not be disappointed. All right. Now, with that said, let's get on to today's lesson. Here we go.
かわいい赤ちゃんですね。
ありがとうございます。
こんにちは。こんにちは。あれ、この赤ちゃんは話すことができませんか？
まだ1歳ですよ。まだ話すことはできません。
歩くことはできますか？
いいえ、できません。でも、ハイハイすることができます。
それだけですか？つまらないですね。
そんなことありません。ほら。
うわあ、かわいい笑顔ですね。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。かわいい赤ちゃんですね。
ありがとうございます。
こんにちは。こんにちは。あれ？この赤ちゃんは話すことができませんか？
まだ1歳ですよ。まだ話すことはできません。
歩くことはできますか？
いいえ、できません。でも、ハイハイすることができます。
それだけですか？つまらないですね。
そんなことありません。ほら。
わあ、かわいい笑顔ですね。
次はピーターの英語が入ります。
かわいい赤ちゃんですね。
What a cute baby.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
こんにちは。
Good afternoon.
こんにちは。
Hello.
あれ？
Huh?
この赤ちゃんは話すことができませんか？
Can't this baby speak?
まだ1歳ですよ。
He's still one.
まだ話すことはできません。
He still can't speak.
歩くことはできますか？
Can he walk?
いいえ、できません。
No, he can't.
でも、ハイハイすることができます。
But, he can crawl.
それだけですか。
That's it?
つまらないですね。
Boring, isn't it?
そんなことありません。
No such thing.
ほら。
Look.
わあ、かわいい笑顔ですね。
Wow, what a cute smile. Take-san, what a good dad.
本当にいいパパですね。
そうですね。びっくりしました。
人柄が現れてるというんでしょうかね。
Very different than Shakespeare Takashi.
、very different with 戸辺先生 too.
本当はいい人なんですよ。
I believe it. Wow, Natsuko, I'm shocked.Okay, lots of vocab in there. We're going to get right in. Again, joining us for the second day in a row for the vocab session.
Yoshi desu.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
All right. So without further ado, let's get right in. 夏子さん、お願いします。
最初のキーワードは赤ちゃん。
Baby.
赤ちゃん。赤ちゃん。
Now, Natsuko, what is the character before the chan in this word?
赤。
Red.
Yes.
So red plus the suffix chan equals baby.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, please explain to us why this is.
I think usually many babies look red, their skin.
Yeah, could be.
Especially when they're crying.
Yes. Natsuko, you're justifying your acting in this.
Yes.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look into this word, why it came out like this. It's very interesting that they would have the character for red plus chan as the word for baby.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting. Right. Yoshi-san, do you have any idea?
Yep.
Really?
I think so. When mothers give birth to the babies,
uh-huh.
you know, they come out really red.
Yeah.
I think it came from that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna have to look at this because this is a pretty interesting point in today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So stop by JapanesePod101.com. We'll have more information about this. Interesting. All right. Now, we talked about the age. How old was the baby in the conversation?
1歳.
Okay. Now, what about if he's younger than 1歳? What can we say?
9ヶ月.
9 months. All right. How about from when the baby's born up until 1 year? Could you count that out for us, Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san?
1ヶ月.
2ヶ月.
3ヶ月.
4ヶ月.
5ヶ月.
6ヶ月.
7ヶ月.
8ヶ月.
9ヶ月.
10ヶ月.
11ヶ月.
12ヶ月.
Or?
1歳.
Okay, but also sometimes in Japanese I hear 0歳.
Yes.
What, can you explain this to us? Like, for example, if you ask Yoshi-san how old his baby is, and it's, how would the answer 0歳, meaning 0 years old, come about?
It means he or she is less than 1 year from birth.
Okay, so instead of saying the exact month, you can also say
0歳.
Okay, can you give us a little example?
Yoshi-san, お子さんは何歳ですか?
0歳です。
Okay, stop right there. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ヨシさん、お子さんは何歳ですか?
Now, what was that word in there? お子さん?
お子さん、yes.
Break that down.
お子さん、お子さん。
What does this mean?
It means your child.
But a very polite way, right?
Yes.
It has the prefix
お
and the suffix
san.
And ko is child. And the character is the same as child, correct?
Yes.
All right. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com to check out that character. Oko-san. Oh, that's a very, very polite way to say this.
Yes. So it's usually talking about someone else's child.
Yes. Now, you would never refer to your child as Oko-san, right?
No, never.
Okay. How would you refer to your own baby?
Uchi-no-ko.
Okay. One more time.
Uchi-no-ko.
Yoshi, break it down.
Uchi-no-ko. Uchi-no-ko.
Now, it's the same ko. In front, we have the possessive no. And in front of that, we have uchi. Now, this uchi is...
house.
All right. So, the child of the house.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Natsuko. It's all becoming so much clearer now.
Yes. Right.
All right. Yoshi-san, next word.
次のキーワードは歩く。
Walk.
歩く。歩く。
Now, there's also another way to say walk. Now, this is just one Chinese character. Now, there's also a compound using the same Chinese character found in this word that also means walk. Correct, Natsuko-san?
Yes. 徒歩.
And break it down.
徒歩. 徒歩.
Now, the reason we bring this up is because, remember a few weeks ago we went over how long does it take?
Oh, yes.
Now, how would we say from the station to JapanesePod101.com, by foot or on foot takes 5 minutes?
駅からジャパニーズポッドまで 駅からジャパニーズポッドまで徒歩で5分かかります。
Exactly. And give it to us one more time slowly, Yoshi-san.
駅からジャパニーズポッドまで徒歩で5分かかります。
Now, here's the key word in there. By foot.
徒歩で。
Okay, and the particle で marks by foot. All right, next word. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
はいはい。
Crawl.
Yes. はいはい。はいはい。
Crawl. Now, I like this word a lot. How do we turn this word into a verb?
はいはいする。
Okay. And now our last word is?
次のキーワードはつまらない。
Boring.
つまらない。つまらない。
And we had this one when we went over the movies. Ah, the good old days. I remember that one well. Okay. Now let's jump back to baby crawling for 1 minute because we're about to get into today's key point. And what's today's key point, Natsuko-san?
今日のポイントは more about できる.
Yes. Now yesterday we got a bit into できる. But yesterday we only had できる by itself. There were no other verbs in the sentence. So it was I can, you can't, he can, she can, I can, you can't. Let's just give you a little bit of a refresher. Natsuko, how can I say I can?
私はできます。
Yoshi-san, how do we say Natsuko can't?
Natsuko さんはできません。
Okay, now we're going to add some verbs in there. And that's what we did today. Now, with できる, there's two construction patterns. Now, the first one is noun plus がOr wa plus
できる.
Let's give a quick example of that. And I think the best way to illustrate this is to use はいはい.
Yes.
Okay, Natsuko-san, お願いします。
はいはいができる.
Can crawl. And let's put the baby in there. Let's get the subject in there. So let's say the baby can crawl.
赤ちゃんははいはいができます。
The baby can crawl.So again, we have the subject marked by wa. Then we have the noun.
はいはい。
Marked by が. And then we had.
できます.
Now there's another way to form the sentence. We can take.
こと.
Add it to the verb. Mark it with.
が.
And then add.
できる.
All right. Now, Yoshi-san, can you give us the exact same sentence? But this time, instead of using the noun crawl, please use the verb to crawl.
はいはい、することができます。
There it is. And give us the whole sentence. The baby can crawl.
赤ちゃんははいはいすることができます。
All right. So there it is. The two ways. Now, for more about this, check out the PDF. Plus, we're going to give you a little bit more right now. So this little dialogue is...Kind of like a quiz for some, it should come very easily. But here we go.
私は鳥ですが、泳ぐことができます。
飛ぶことができますか？
いいえ、できません。
走ることができますか？
一応できます。
あなたはペンギンさんですか？
正解です。
All right, so stop by JapanesePod101.com and we should have a little more about this dialogue. All right, that's going to do it for today.
また明日ね。
またね。